You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, for this week's podcast, we are going to get to know the Dodgers players a little bit. Obviously, lots of news has gone on all offseason, but I think we've pretty much covered it. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers for MLB.com. And Ken, we're going to throw some questions at you and kind of put you on the spot a little bit. But give us your answers to the best of your ability, and these really aren't that hard. So we'll start off. This is the player who is most likely to. So we'll start off the first one, the pitcher who is most likely to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game.
Yeah, well, since Clayton Kershaw already has thrown a no-hitter, I guess he'd be the number one candidate. So that's my pick there.
Okay, see, this is not that hard. That was a good lead-in. So, okay, the next one is the player most likely to hit for the cycle.
Well, they've had one since 1970, so I don't think there is a player likely to hit into a cycle. Not on this team, in this organization. I guess if you go by the tools, you'd have to say Jock Peterson or Yasiel Puig.
That's pretty – they've had one cycle since 1970?
Yep. Orlando Hudson had one in 2009. That's the only one since Wes Parker in 1970.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. The player most likely to hit a grand slam.
That's a tough call. They don't have really a lot of home run hitters. I guess I would go with Peterson because he does have the swing for home runs when he makes contact. But it could be Puig, it could be Adrian Gonzalez. There is no standout there, so I'll go with Peterson.
Okay. The player most likely to have a must-see for MLB.com, and a must-see is obviously like a video highlight of some great play. So something you must see. So who would be the best candidate for that?
Well, that's obviously Puig because they never take the camera off him because you never know what he's going to do. So he's an automatic. That's easy.
Okay, and the longest hitting streak?
I'll go with Corey Seager here. He really didn't have a great hitting streak last year, and he's the swing. So even though he's a rookie, I'll take Seager.
Okay, let's see here. How about the person or player most likely to get ejected?
Well, I would have to say Dave Roberts in his first year as a manager. He's never had that kind of pressure on him before. So let's go with Dave. He's a pretty mild-mannered guy, not the kind of guy you'd expect to get ejected. But something changes in these guys when they become a manager.
Yeah, I would think all eyes are going to be on him. Except, somebody brought up a good point. The ejections have kind of not gone away, but there's so many fewer ejections because of with replay and everything. So I guess it would have to be balls and strikes really anymore why guys get ejected.
Yeah, that's the main one now. But they still do get ejected. There's just fewer opportunities.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a bummer, too. I miss that. Okay, how about the first bench player to snag a spot in the starting lineup?
I don't know. I'm going to let you take that. I'm not going to guess on who's going to get benched. I'll let you take a shot at that one.
Well, let's put it this way. Like somebody who would be like the first one that would be called on in case of if somebody goes on the DL, like who would be a guy who's like a bench player who, also has the potential to kind of slide in there and be able to hold his own.
Well, Chase Utley would probably be the first guy if Howie Kendrick, if that signing is official, Kendrick starts at second, and Justin Turner is at third, something goes wrong with his knee or whatever, Chase Utley would probably start at one of those positions. So if that's what you're looking for, he would probably be the answer.
Okay, how about a player who's likely to go 20-20? So it'd be 20 stolen bases, 20 home runs.
There's nobody on this team who stole 20 bases last year or even came close. Jock Peterson did it in the minor leagues, so he would be a candidate, but not if he has the trouble of stealing bases that he had last year. They really don't have a lot of running speed and base stealing capabilities.
So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.